Here, hold my phone.
Things that you ought not to when people aren't paying attention, right? And so this is Satan's kingdom. You got to be born into God's kingdom. That's born again. So on that card, on the front here is the gospel. I don't know if you go to church or anything. Okay, so do you know who Christ is? Fully God, fully man. He died on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. He rose again. And then repentance. A lot of times they tell you, oh, just believe and you're good to go. But that's not true. We're out here to warn people about the truth. You must repent. Repenting is a turning of your mind from who you are and all your sinful ways, willing to turn to God and lose that life and live one for Him. That's what I had to do. That's what He had to do. That's what we all have to do. If you don't do that, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven. And if you do that, God sees a willing heart that wants to serve Him. He'll give you His Holy Spirit. He's not going to give that to somebody who's like hanging on to a few sins, right? It's somebody who wants to serve Him in all ways. He'll give you the Holy Spirit. So the God of the universe will give you His Holy Spirit. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? That's pretty precious. That means you'll be born again. And when you're born again, then the Holy Spirit will lead you into the Bible, into the Scriptures, and you'll follow them and obey them. There's a lot of deception out there. I've been telling young people out here all day long. My parents deceived me. They taught me a bunch of lies of the church. The pastors deceived us. And so we have forsaken all that. We don't belong to any organization. We don't go to church because there's only one body. We travel around the country and we share the truth with everybody. The Scriptures are what we're trying to get everybody to follow, not man-made religion, because that'll lead you on the wide road to destruction. Can I share a Scripture with you? Revelation 22, 14 and 15. I've been sharing this a lot. It says, adulterers, whoremongers, sorcerers, those are the big bad ones, right? They'll be left outside the gates of heaven. Guess who else will? Somebody who loves and practices a lie. One lie. If you love it and practice it, will leave you outside the gates of heaven. That's pretty serious, isn't it? God wants everything. We're to lose our life to find it here. Can I give you a lie? You probably know this. Christmas. Christmas is a lie. If you love and practice it, and you don't look into it and forsake it, you'll be left outside the gates of heaven. Easter. 3 days and three nights, Jesus said He'll be in the grave, right? He's not a liar, right? We can believe Him. 72 hours? The churches tell you Friday to Sunday morning. I haven't been in school for a long time, but I got a calculator and it's not adding up. You can't get 72 hours from Friday, from when they say He died, to Sunday. That's a lie. Good Friday is a lie. He died on Wednesday. I'm sharing this with you because when I was younger, I asked the church and I asked my parents about this, and they said, oh, it doesn't matter. It does. God's word is true. We live out of every word out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4, okay? So that's what I'm sharing. Those are just a couple lies. There's a whole bunch of lies in man-made religion. There's 40,000 denominations out there. So we're encouraging people, forsake that, get in the Scriptures, follow the Scriptures, test all people, and don't let anything get between you and following Christ. So this is Satan's world here. God's kingdom's coming, and it's within His people. So if you love the system and politics and entertainment and sports and all the stuff that's going on, your love is for Satan's kingdom, not God's kingdom. When you forsake this kingdom, you'll be born into God's kingdom. And you'll still be here, but you'll be calling everybody out of Satan's kingdom to get into God's kingdom. So that's what this means. That's what we're out here doing. Hopefully that helps you.